Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Wednesday night. Wednesday nights, we've got a brand new segment that we're featuring here on the Johnny B Show. Will is here. How are you, pal?
Oh, I'm great. My mouth is dry. I'm ready to go.
Oh, man, don't be nervous, dude. Everything's good, man. This is it's 10 to midnight. How many people are possibly listening? A lot, Will.
Don't F this up.
There's a lot of people listening.
And he's
seriously
standing up. He's like the only guest we've ever had.
Do not suck, dude. Seriously. You may never be in this room again. I'm kidding. Totally. I mean, they're going to need somebody to clean up. Will Koontz has a podcast called The Homemade Man Podcast, right?
It's called The Homemade Broadcast.
That's what I said. Yeah, The Homemade Broadcast. On Twitter, you're at @home_made_man.
Yes, sir. That's
not to
correct.
Be mistaken with for that jerk off that doesn't have the underscores.
Yes.
I got to talking to you when I got my show 5 days a week. It was announced 2 weeks ago, and you were congratulating me, and I brainstormed on the spot, and I go, you know what? Let's do something with Will. Let's get this guy involved. You obviously want to do radio. You want to do talk radio, most likely.
Correct.
That's why you got into podcasting. That's why you got your foot in the door here in promotions. So I thought, you know what? Let's give the guy an opportunity to shine a little bit. And I've done this with stand-up comedy throughout the years. When I see an open micer that I know has a lot of promise, I want to do anything I can to help them out. And I remember guys like Matt Fernandez, like JB Ball, like Joe Regan, like a lot of guys, Michael Murillo, a lot of guys, when they first jumped into comedy, immediately I saw something and I go, man, these guys are going to be great. I want to be friends with these guys. If they need me for anything, I'll be there for them. If I could book them opening for me, or if I could help them out any way I can. Now they're all doing better than I am in stand-up, which is crazy. You know, JB Ball's a beast. Matt Fernandez, nationally known. So why not cultivate the radio community also? So I was like, let's do something with Will. And then my first thought was, Will do Wednesdays. Because your name's Will.
God, I got it.
Just flow.
Is that crazy?
It. Yeah, I got it.
Am I not a benchmark machine?
You are.
Totes. I know. Totes. I just pop them out like crazy. It's nuts. So we sent you out. You were doing a promotion gig at the Backyard Company on Adamo Drive for the big giveaway on Sunday. So I pretty much left this in your hands. I gave you kind of a premise, and you rolled with it. And I got to tell you, if I had to give you a report card on your first assignment, I'm going to give you at least an A- on this. I thought it was very, very good.
I like that. Yeah, I was scared. I was talking to my buddy Zach before, and I was like, I think I blew it, man.
No.
And then right after that, you texted me and said, hey, nice job.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. Okay.
I was a little scared when I got the audio. I go, man, this might not be great. Let's go in here with an open mind. And then I heard it, and I was like, dude, I thought your responses to them were very good. We'll let the listeners hear, and they can call in, and they can grade you themselves. Also, they can hit us up on Twitter. We will read them there.
Yeah, I emailed him to Johnny B, and he sent me one back. He's like, you know what? There's a lot of great stuff here. We could.
Well, I use the S word. Yeah,
you did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
I'm a giant piece of crap. Away from radio, I know you guys think I'm some wholesome member of society, that I'm somebody you can introduce to your family and maybe babysit your kids. I'm not.
Oh, no, you're a menace, for sure.
I'm an absolute piece of garbage at the end of the day. I'm not. I'm just kidding. LOL, JKs, comedy. Let's play the first clip. This guy here, the plumber.
The plumber,
That's what he called himself, the plumber. Let's see how you handled this interview. And we'll let the audience call in and really give an assessment, because the B-holes, they don't sugarcoat. They'll give you an honest opinion. Here we go.
All right, I'm here with Paul. We're at the Backyard Company giveaway. Paul, what are you going to do with this grill if you win?
Well, first thing I'm going to do is invite everybody down from 102.5 The Bone to have a...
He had a mini stroke. And Will, this is your opportunity to really address it. Did you address it?
Big old barbecue at my house in the swimming pool.
Did you just have a stroke just now?
Boom! Already, there's a check mark. A, you're killing it already.
Yes, sir, I did.
That's unfortunate. What's your Twitter handle?
Paul Roki, a.k.a. The Plumber.
And he's very sympathetic to the stroke.
It is, Plumber.
You know? Just call it the Plumber.
Then he had his own little mini stroke. Did he let it stop him?
Nope.
Hell no.
Nope.
Went right in, offered the guy advice on his social media. I like it.
Plumber. I bet you that's probably taken.
Yeah, that's what everybody calls me anyways, plumber.
Is that your profession?
Yes, sir.
That would be weird if it
Imagine
wasn't.
Imagine that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I like the responses. You know, if that's not his profession and they call him plumber, not even the plumber, That's kind of weird, kind of awkward. It just means the guy smells like poo-poo. Let's go to the second clip. I believe this is also the plumber.
Yeah, his name
Paul,
is actually
what's
Paul.
What's your favorite personality on the bone?
Mike Helton.
Why do you
see automatically legitimate right there? I mean, that it's going to be Mike Helton or Drew Garabo. If somebody says anything different besides a true bona fide b-hole, they're lying. Absolutely lying.
Like Mike Helton so much.
He seems to be just such a real person and a real human, and he comes across as a natural person.
I like that he's a real person, a real human, and a natural
also
person.
Natural. Yeah.
I love it. One thing I can say about my friend, Mr. Mike Helton, who I called Cal Hit for years, very natural. All natural. There is nothing fake or
artificial.
No artificial ingredients.
No artificial flavoring in Mike Helton.
100%.
They're real.
Yes.
Drew, who seems like he's got his head, you know, somewhere else, but he's a nice guy anyway.
This guy hates Drew, but that's gonna happen.
I don't think there's hate there.
Well, he said he has his head somewhere else.
Well, and then he follows it up with sort of a backhanded compliment.
Well, it could be maybe his head is out doing charity work. Maybe his head is being a great dad, like he is. Maybe
true.
Okay, you're right. I took the wrong way. My bad.
I'll listen to his show as well.
Drew's a pretty good guy, man. You just got to give him a chance. What do you think he has his head up his butt though?
Well, I always like the way he kind of can turn the situation around on anybody.
Yeah.
By the way, good job, Will, because starting out in radio, and I'm still, all of us in this room are still in this realm, Ask History will get you everywhere. Like, you're going to have to bury your nose. Mm-hmm.
Get on your hands and knees.
All up in there, right? Like, any chance you get to have an air check where you're just, you got to do it, dude.
Ready yourself, Johnny. I'm going to be all over you.
Absolutely. It's fine. I take the 2 showers a day minimum.
And he flips the script real easy, and he's a natural at it.
What about Johnny B? What do you feel about Johnny B?
Oh, man, this is the big test here,
guys.
Yeah,
this is it, man.
All right, five days a week now. Did we make it, guys?
Let's find out.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
You know, I listen to Johnny B, but not very much, but he comes.
Hey, the guy's probably got a crazy schedule, right?
Of course. Okay. Yeah, it's got to be it.
Let's see what he thinks about me.
DeCross is a pretty good person.
Aw. Am I natural, though? Am I natural?
You are natural, but I don't think Will asked him, you know, what kind of a guy do you think Johnny B is?
I don't know. Maybe he says natural.
Enjoy what he's doing and working hard to try to get further.
He says, I enjoy what I'm doing.
Check.
He's right.
Check.
And I'm working hard to further my career.
Triple check.
This guy knows me. Mm. It's like we're brothers. I really like this.
If you saw Johnny B, would you know who it was if he came walking up?
Okay.
It was. did he say he or did he say it?
It's Freudian slip. It's fine.
Okay.
That's going to happen. Will still killing it. All right?
Killing it.
Seriously. This is not easy to
Killer do. Killer Coots.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Okay.
I want
new Twitter handle.
I want to say it in French, but I'm not going to.
You better not.
Okay.
Save it for the uncensored
right,
podcast.
You're right.
Okay. Coming out this Sunday.
Couldn't answer that question because I wouldn't.
Well, he's a male model. He's about 6 foot tall.
Correct.
About 200 pounds.
Correct.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Drop dead gorgeous.
Hell yeah.
If you ever see him.
But he don't look like Hoppy, right?
Absolutely not.
Perfect.
No,
he struggled there
What's
for a
the
minute.
What's the best looking gal on the bone, you think?
Well, I'm telling you, what he did there, and I don't want to speak for you, Will, but I think he was trying to be nice to Hoppy, but also protect my perception at the same time. So when he, we'll go back a little bit here. When he answered that question, when a guy says he doesn't like Hoppy, it was easy. Most people would just kick Hoppy in his really tall nuts at that point. But Will didn't do that. Will didn't do that. He's better. He's already better than that.
Yes.
He didn't go for the easy target.
Just if you ever see him.
But he don't look like Hoppy, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
no,
thank God.
No.
See, that was right there. That was the moment where in Will's head, right? If I'm right, you were like, where do I go
with
this?
I was trying to think of something.
Am I a good guy? Okay, so basically.
Pretty much.
But you're like, let me get an original Hoppy jab, and it wasn't there.
Well, what hasn't been said at this point?
Exactly.
I mean,
and at the end of the day, it's hard not to love Ryan Hoppy.
No, I working with him over this past year, I've really he's in my heart now.
He's a good
dude.
He has
a place in my heart, absolutely.
Me too. Like, I really do. I really love the kid. Like I really do like him a lot. So I have a hard time picking on him. I really do. It's
you
so
have a
easy.
Hard time picking on him.
I don't like to do it anymore.
Oh, anymore. That's how I met you. Was at the golf tournament.
Yeah.
You had a megaphone next to Hoppy doing an impression of Hoppy. That's why I fell in love with you.
Thank Aww. You. Thank
so,
you.
So you have a special place in my heart.
I'm still a piece of crap, Anna. There's other people.
Don't ever change.
Yeah, I mean, you do it, but you're not, like, psyched about it anymore.
Yes. When I do it, I feel horrible. I go home, and I lay in a corner, and I cry. It's, there, a, It's a big corner.
There were shows where you just couldn't wait to do a Hoppy impression. I mean, it was, you know.
Bro, we were all doing them.
Yeah, of course. But when we were overnights, Hoppy would come in at 2 a.m. to take over the board. And he would. There were plenty of shows where we would have him on the last five minutes of the show. It would be like a Hoppy off.
I remember when there was debates on social media, who does the best Hoppy?
Yes.
And there were people voting. They're like, no, it's Galvin, clearly. And I'm like, yeah, I think it's Galvin, too. No, Drew does the best Hoppy. Johnny B does the best Hoppy. Nobody said Hoppy does the best Hoppy.
Will, let me hear your Hoppy.
Hey, brother.
I don't know. I can't do it. It's terrible.
That was Hulk Hogan taking a crap.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. Oh, hello,
it's
beans
me,
last night.
Hoppy, brother.
Oh, bro.
The best looking gal on the bone, you think?
Ooh, who do you think he said here?
This is where Anna might jump across the table. And
best looking gal on the bone. Who would you say it is, Ryan?
You know, it's... I would, and this is just being honest. This is being honest, okay? All right.
Like, if you weren't married and you could,
if you could bang me, would you?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're just going to get into that now.
Come on
now.
Jesus, awkward.
I would say that it's a toss up between Johnny B.
I'm not a girl.
In my mind, you are.
Come on.
And, Mo's got the hair, so I could do that.
You want to bang Whoopi Goldberg?
Big Wayne.
Big Wayne? He don't have as many tattoos.
No.
Now, look, I will say this. Mo is not my type, but he's not as ugly as Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne's real gross.
He's an ugly gremlin is what he is.
He is.
Yeah. He can rap. I will say
that. Oh, yeah. He can rap his ass off.
I hate to admit that he's got talent, but because he's just... What are you laughing at, gremlin? But he's good.
His money. Laughing his way to the bank.
I know. Mm. He's probably got an F.U. Johnny B. tattoo somewhere in that realm on his body. Okay. Let's go back to the audio. Who is the hottest girl to Paul the Plumber?
I'm going to have to give props to Monica.
Okay. Monica.
Roger and JP's own Monica.
She's not ugly.
She's not.
She is definitely in a niche group of hot. Like she's low to the ground, much like my girlfriend at the house.
Yes.
Monica is Hispanic, so some guys are into that.
True.
She's very bubbly, very, very outgoing and fun.
Never seen her upset.
Like 20 years younger than she is. Oh, it's insane.
That's a true story.
No, okay. She's it looks incredible.
Okay. I've known Monica about 3 years, worked with her at the other station I worked at, and I was shocked when I found out.
Me
how
too,
old she
me
was.
Too.
Yes. So it's some weirdo that's like looking up girls on 4chan would definitely like to go out and buy some drinks for Monica. I get it. No, she's awesome.
Yes, Monica, you know, she's a very attractive lady.
She's all natural.
She's a lady.
She's a lady. She's a lady. Whoa, she's a lady.
Very well kept, very well spoken.
Very well kept.
She takes showers regularly.
Where do they keep her at? Oh, yeah. They let her out of her kennel to go do Roger and Jay. What do you mean kept? She's single, man. She does. I guess that means she takes care of herself.
I guess she does.
She's hot. I'll say that. Look, I am not afraid to say it. I've told my girlfriend says that. So, well, Monica, look at the legs on her. She's like a mini Tina Turner. You know what I mean? Big wheels keep on turning. Proud Monica, keep on burning.
I never looked at her like that, but now
her legs are unbelievable.
I know. She runs every day.
Yeah.
They're like tiny, and she runs like 5 miles, which to a regular sized person is like 14 miles because she's got a little bit of steps.
And I think we've all seen Monica drunk now. And there's nobody more fun and crazier than Monica when she's drunk.
I look forward to like dignitary parties and stuff because I know I'm going to have fun drinking with Monica.
Yes.
Yeah. We got to do more drinking with Monica.
We should.
This should be a segment.
And then,
of course, you know, you got Carmen. And then you can't forget Micah, Jerrica. I mean, the list can go on and on.
But you got to pick
one. There's somebody he left out. I don't know what it is.
Really hit all the big ones.
Hold on. No, there's somebody. No, I think you got everybody.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
Everybody. Who's your number? I mean, number one. And let's just say not even favorite, but most like you'd like to make whoopee with.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's going to mention you now.
Yeah.
That's why Will asked this question, because he knew he left you out. Yeah. So he's like, this is it.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate it.
Knocking it out of the park. First week for Will Do Wednesdays, and this interview is already murdering.
Just put it down.
Jerrica.
Jerrica from Cat Name.
She is very hot.
She is. She's a babe.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And she could sing. She's talented.
She's talented.
She's hardworking.
She's nice.
Yes. And loyal. And she's great. I'm just saying. You would have to be a man that wasn't completely heterosexual if you didn't agree.
Oh, definitely. We'd get that card.
What do you like about Jerrica so much?
That card.
Because she's a real person.
She's real also.
I'm also a real person.
Yeah, it's really all about this realness.
Jeez. Look, it's not about you right now, Anna. Sorry.
My name wasn't even mentioned.
I'm sorry you didn't make it. I'm sorry you didn't make the cut. Yeah. You're real.
And
best looking, you think?
Yeah, she's pretty hot. Yeah. Even though she looks like she'd kick your up. You know what?
All right, this is confusing to me.
It really is.
Because Jerrica.
Wait a minute.
Jerrica does not come off like a person that will kick your ass. No. She is like very docile and sweet as can be.
And doesn't want to fight in the punch out.
She's not.
No.
That's not her.
Guess who does? And guess who did?
Carmen.
Carmen did.
And she's super hot.
Yeah, no, she is. Very hot.
And now she's just lost like 20 pounds.
Yeah, I understand it. Look,
she's off the charts.
We can talk about Carmen later.
She's unbelievable.
Talk about her during the commercial break.
I didn't even, my penis
talk about
actually
Carmen
talked
later.
About it.
Let's talk about Carmen later.
Let's start
but
his
now,
penis talking right
let's
now.
Let's try to focus on what he's trying to tell us, that he confused Jerrica and myself.
Why would you
totally
say that?
Because you look at these guns, bruh.
He hasn't mentioned that part yet, dum-dum.
He said kick ass.
Mm-hmm. This is the part where the audio quit.
No!
Yeah.
Balls! Really?
No, you know, sometimes...
What happened?
Oh, man.
Paul, what's your favorite personality?
Hold on, I just fixed it. Oh, look at that. Hold on.
And,
best looking, you think?
There we go.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. Yeah. Even though she looks like she'd kick your ass.
He sounds a little Forrest Gumpy. She's pretty hot.
I'll take it.
I saw her, and I just started running. I started running, and I didn't stop until she kicked my ass.
You know what?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I would like
Jenny died of a disease. I love Jenny.
I enjoyed that very much.
What's your favorite asset of Jerrica's?
Asset.
Good word.
I see what he did.
Very
I
good
see
word.
What he did there. Yeah.
Well done.
He put the ass in asset.
All right, what did he say?
She's got some guns on her.
Yes! Yes!
And she's a very beautiful woman at that.
Hell yeah!
Anna, you know, Anna from Johnny.
Hold on. Oh, no, he's asking about you.
Oh, sorry.
Look, Will did not leave you out. Like,
Will,
he never.
Will, you are the best.
Right.
Got your back.
So this guy's like, Jerrica has guns.
Yeah.
I haven't seen guns, really.
No.
Everybody knows that you work out and you have muscles. Right. No, it's great.
I'm Andrew, I'm sure.
No, you look like a Ford for the WNBA. You look great.
Bone TV, man.
It's fine.
It's great.
Yes. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Let's see what he said about you, Anna.
No, I have not seen her yet.
She's a knockout.
Is she?
Oh,
I have
yeah.
to look her up. I follow her on Twitter,
look her
but
up.
I haven't really got into her Twitter page. Or...
You put your picture on Twitter all the time, right?
I'm over this. Yeah. I'm over this.
Hey, you're a real person.
I am real.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.